Welcome back to the Jimalina Show. Today we have a special host, Jimmy, my brother.
Yes, today we will be doing the segment Back in the Olden Days, so we will be introducing three experts on Mesopotamia.
Please welcome Billie Eilish.
Hey guys.
Host Malone.
Hi.
And Camila Cabello.
Hi.
So the first question is, what are some of the important laws in Mesopotamia?
Law in Mesopotamia was usually associated with the Code of Hammurabi, which is inscribed on a 7-foot and 4-inch tall stela, which is basically a fancy word for stone slab.
What's the Code of Hammurabi on theft?
The Code of Hammurabi is a set of laws that determine your punishments if you've done something bad.
If someone is stealing,
wow, talk about harsh rules. What are some punishments in Mesopotamia?
Well, one unusual part of Mesopotamian justice was the river ordeal. If the judges couldn't decide who was telling the truth, they would throw the accused person in the river. If the man survived, he was innocent. If he was guilty, they believed that the gods would make sure he drowned. This shows that the Mesopotamians believed that their gods will help guide them through hard decisions.
Whoa, so they think that the gods would interact with them, right? This is sacrilegious.
Exactly.
Okay, interesting. Let's move on. The next question is, who are the rulers? Are they kings or?
Well, Mesopotamia was basically an older day monarchy. Each city was ruled by a king. Once the king died, his oldest son, who is known as the crown prince, became king. One of the daughters would be appointed as the high priestess of Inanna, goddess of love and war. This means that they put down women because the women aren't allowed to become rulers.
The earliest kings dated back to 2700 BC to 2350 BC. Their names were Gilgamesh of Uruk, Mesa-Napata of Ur, Enantum of Lagash, Enannantum of Lagash, Urinamagina of Lagash, Lugal Zageski of.
City-state rulers were called An, which is Lord, Enzi, which is governor, or Lugal, which means king.
What about the ranks, like the social structure?
There were the rulers and priests, the administrators, and the craft workers and merchants.
Then there were the common folk, which were the slaves and the mountain men and women.
Social divisions were in the layout of the cities. At the center were temples, ziggurats, and the royal palaces. Around those were the offices of scribes and civil servants and craft workshops. Then there was a dense mass of housing crisscross with a maze of alleys and streets. This shows that they valued class and didn't want to share space with people of other class.
Well, you guys should really drop out a new single this month called Mesopotamia. I bet the fans are really hoping for a collab with all of you guys.
Stop. Oh, whatever.
The Mesopotamians had their trials like ours today. At the beginning of the trial, all the people had to swear to tell the truth. Then they listened to the testimonies called in the witness.
This shows that the judgment was free and fair.
So this is how. So who did the peoples go to with their minor problems?
You see, there is a citizens' council. The council would include the mayor and leading citizens of a village or city. The council was an important part of government because they were there to solve problems in the community.
So this council are the people who solve the smaller problems?
Yep, by the earlier Babylonian times, the council didn't really have any political power, but they still helped solve legal problems.
This probably means that the kings didn't have much time to meet with the citizens for their minor problems because he was too busy.
What was the king supposed to do anyway?
A king of Mesopotamia was supposed to protect his cities, to make laws, provide justice, and to help the people, making sure widows and orphans are cared for. This means the king was one of the most respected people but had the most responsibility.
Okay, that's all for today. Come again next time. Bye.